Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Feel like making love. Bad Company.
Don't look at me when you say that, Bob.
That's one of my go-to songs in karaoke, and there's nothing that raptures an audience like a 60-year-old man singing Feel Like Making Love. But, listen, it sounds good. That's what I care about.
Is it? Does it? Does it really?
Yes.
Okay, if you say so, I have to take your word for it.
869-1240, if you have a reaction or want to continue the discussion about the Greg Marshall situation at Wichita State. We'd love to take those calls. We just had Jeff Goodman on the show. If you want to go back and listen to that interview or tell your friends about it, you can go to kfhradio.com and listen to the author of a pretty damning story in on Stadium, Jeff Goodman, and detailing some of the allegations against Greg Marshall by former players, former Shocker players and Shocker coaches. So there you go. This is something no one wants to deal with. Certainly it's uncomfortable. It's too bad that it's come to this. We can only hope that there's some kind of an ending that appeases people and that we can move on from.
Well, obviously, we all hope for a good ending in this situation. You know, like we said before we got to break, I'd love to be able to talk to Coach about some of the situations that Jeff touched on. But I will say that he was pretty confident in everything he was telling us. Yeah.
When you enter, I'm also a journalist, and that profession has certainly been raked over the coals in recent years, but there's a way to go about reporting a story, and the way to do it is just to dig, just keep calling people and seeing what they have to say, and you'd love them to go on the record. And I respect what Jeff Goodman said about wanting to make sure he had a player on the record before putting this story out there.
Yeah, well, it'd be tough to put a story like this out there without having anybody on the record.
For sure.
Because it's just all speculative, and you could just be making it up. So you have to have somebody.
Let's get to our phones. This will be a shorter segment, but we'll get to your phone call if you want to give us a call. Mike, you're on.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
All right.
Hey, you know, the thing that this reminds me of to some degree. And I have to start off by saying that that was a great interview. You know, can't poke holes in that interview at all. But the thing that this reminds me of to some degree is, of course, Bob Knight. And, you know, as much of an icon as Greg Marshall is at Wichita State, and I understand that, but if the preponderance of these allegations are true, if Bob Knight can get fired, Greg Marshall can get let go. And that's what I would expect. If there is a high degree of validity and truth to these allegations, keeping him on would be disastrous for public.
Yeah, public relations. As I said early in the show, Mike, if you're trying to boil this down to the simplest terms, it becomes fairly simple. If it can be proven that Greg Marshall hit Shaq Morris and choked an assistant coach, there's really not much room for negotiation.
No. Can you imagine how tough it would be to recruit if Wichita State had him do some mea culpa and act of contrition and then kept him on? Nobody's going to come here. I mean, you know, now they're, you know, you've got Wichita State in a bigger conference. You know, Wichita State would be at the bottom of that conference year in, year out until Greg Marshall is gone, because they're not going to get anybody here.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Mike. Yeah, there's so many facets to this. You know, we're talking about an incident that happened 5 years ago. I don't know what Jeff was able to glean from players who are more current. I know that there's players from much, much more recently that have weighed in to some degree. I know that players have said that Greg Marshall is should get credit for them becoming the kind of men they are. So it's a little bit all over the place, as you would expect with a story like this. And you can get distracted, and you can point to things that favor your viewpoint in a story like this, for sure. But again, the simplification of this is pretty easy. You can't punch players, and you can't choke your assistant coaches. And if that happened, and if it's determined beyond the Jeff Goodman story and beyond the Shaquille Morris assertion that it did happen, then the decision is made easier, in my opinion.
Well, it's basically made for you, because that's the only decision you can make if you want to move forward at all in any situation when it comes down to basketball at Wichita State University.
All right, Craig is next. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, appreciate you taking my call. I just want to make a comment. This last year season was the first year that I had season tickets down on the lower level. And personally, I think if anyone who watched the WSU game this past year more than once had to see some of the actions that Coach took, and I was even concerned then. Also, a number of times I went out to the Monday night, you know, radio call-in show, and a number of the high-dollar, you know, advisors were sitting in out there, and you heard comments then. They were making comments along the line of Austin, you know, down in Oklahoma. To me, being a Hutchinson High grad, this also brings back memories of when the former Hutch High coach got nailed about the same thing, making comments about cutting off players' private parts at summer sports camp, which forced him out the door. And no, the crap's got to stop. Sorry for putting it that way, but it is what it is.
Okay, thanks, Craig. We appreciate it. Let's get to Mike before we take a break and come back with our second hour. Hey, Mike.
Hello. The thing that I found most interesting, and I did appreciate the investigative journalist side of a tough topic, was your question of were there positive feedback, and I think his answer was that he had two, yet I think it was also said that since this story was published, there's been more than two on record shockers saying positive things in text or not, which seems a bit inconsistent. I appreciate the no rush to judgment until we get all the facts. There's always two sides. I'm certainly not defending anything, and I agree it's multiple series. But I thought that was interesting that he only found two, yet we've seen more than two, I think you said that, text positive.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's true, and that is interesting. But he may, you know, he talked to Jeff Goodman says he talked with 36 players, and that the preponderance of the high majority of those players had no positive things to say about Greg Marshall. Now, today there's been four or five on Twitter who have come to Marshall's defense. So I don't know if he didn't talk to those folks or what they might have said. So,
but to me, that fact that so many wouldn't have anything positive to say is more concerning than the hitting, which I'm not diminishing in any way. But the fact that there's no one coming to do his defense was very shocking. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the call. We'll take a break. We come back with hour number two. We can continue the discussion if that's what you want us to do. Or we can have some Friday frivolity in Philadelphia.
Frivolity.
Whatever course we take, we know what to do.
You got that right, Robert.
Right?
Absolutely.
Bob Lutz, Jason Duda with you. A Friday edition of The Drive on KFH.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.